Whew, what a morning. I forgot I was supposed to post something today. Just got done working out at Planet Fitness. I'm getting my fitness on. I'll probably regret saying that later whenever I turn out to be fat as shit still by the end of the year. But here we go. We got another round table for you today. I hope you're excited because it's gonna be something.
Our
hey, welcome back to Life of a Loser Presents. My name is Andrew Edward. Has it been a while? I don't know. I don't know when I post these things. I just do it sometimes. Today, we have a round table for you. I know what you're thinking. Two round tables in the first three episodes? You're crazy, sir. And I say, yes, I am. I am crazy. Bless you for listening. I'm going to do some intros for our guest, except for our co-host, Michaela. Hey, Michaela, say hey.
Hi, this is Michaela, your favorite co-host. Andrew sucks.
Okay, that happened. You guys ready for these intros? One of them's really long, the other one's kind of trash. You ready?
I'm trash.
Okay, get ready. The wildebeest was coming back for the town. The townspeople were not sure if they could withstand another attack. They had lost so many of their fathers, sons, and brothers to the monster already. But there she stood. She knew much about animals and nature itself because... yeah. She knew much about animals and nature itself because she was a woman. The men never took her seriously. Today would be the day that they would be glad they did. That they had her in their village. The beast is now making a surprise attack. She grabbed the nearest herbs she could find. The men were caught off guard and were struggling to get the women and children off the streets. She had other ideas. Knowing where the weak spot on the wildebeest was, she was able to use the herb to draw the monster in. And when the beast was distracted, she attacked. The village knew her name after that day. She was forever memorialized in stone. She is Allie Ashcroft.
Yeah.
Cool. Good, right? You're ready for this one because it's real trash.
Hey, thanks,
I had to make this one quick. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? You ready? Hola, ¿cómo estás? Ella está despierta. ¿A veces está dominada? This is really good. I'm killing it, dude. Ella sabe las barabas y cómo usarlas correctamente. Nailed it. I'm still going. I didn't miss my mother. Mary. Fine, this isn't going well. Hola, hermanas y Elvi Ramirez. That's you.
Okay,
you guys cut me short. No, man, you don't get to get, just leave it there.
Hello.
Welcome to the
me.
Show, you freaks.
That was terrible. I apologize to all the Latino speakers listening on here. He knows nothing.
Luckily, I have no fans, so
I'm a fan.
No Latinos will be listening to this.
Oh, okay.
Or Latinas. No Spanish people at all. Okay.
God, I hope.
You guys ready for what we have in store for ourselves today? But should we just do some small talk before we start, you know?
How's everyone's lives?
Oh, God.
You guys, we went to a wedding last night, and it was a grand old time. Who got married? I don't know.
Ronnie and Taryn.
No, they did. That was
them.
I don't know them.
They are. Yeah, they're strangers.
I've met them once. That was yesterday.
And was it yesterday? Oh, them together as a unit?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you actually say hello to them?
No.
Nor did I.
Did you?
Okay.
Did you?
Okay.
I admired from afar.
I'm a great wedding guest. Hit me up as a plus one.
That's what I'm the
Michael
plus one.
_ with dot and dot A.
Good calls. But yeah, we went there. We partied. It was at the Busch Gardens beer garden. The Busch Anheuser.
Very nice. Busch Anheuser.
Not Anheuser.
It's German somehow,
I did
right?
Andrew's nails.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Black and gold, baby.
Black and gold, son. It's a good vibe, you know. You make you feel like a royalty and also really badass. So, what'd you wear, Elvie?
Wore a black fitted dress. What was the style of the.
Ruche.
That was the texture of the dress, tight fitted and very nice. High heels, hair down, curled, and felt great. Yeah, it was great.
If I could whistle, I would certainly whistle.
You can't? That's something you can't do?
I can't whistle.
In or out? Both ways? I assume, because you can't whistle.
It was great, felt great.
That's about it.
Sometimes I felt conscious about people staring at my booty, but that was okay.
I mean,
that's supposed
to
happen, right?
Give them a reason.
Give them a reason. That's right.
Otherwise, they just look like creeps.
Yep. That is right.
You know what? They can window shop. They just can't touch.
Allie, how'd you feel about it?
She got that.
About Olivia's dress?
No, your own. I was like, fucking yeah. How did you feel about Olivia? Tell us your true thoughts and everything.
She walked in and said, damn.
Yeah, you had a damn.
Yeah.
I
with
like
multiple syllables. You... Damn.
Oh, it was a damn.
Yeah, damn.
Oh, shit. Well, yourself, you like yeah, you yeah, had a twirly yeah. dress.
I did have a twirly dress. It wow. was awesome. We even got me twirling.
That's true. She
I
was
got
twirling,
a, I got
bro.
A great boomerang
I did
of it.
Twirl.
You're welcome.
Did you go too crazy on the dance floor?
You're welcome to all of my Instagram followers.
I didn't end up bleeding like some people, so I guess I didn't go that hard.
But she went hard.
Michaela was bleeding on the dance floor.
Oh, oh, bleeding. I thought you said leaving. I was like, I only left to pee you. And rehydrate, okay?
She was like, it's my time, okay?
Bleed. Bleed away.
Bleed.
I went hard, okay?
That's right.
Michaela, how'd you feel about it?
About what?
Yep. All right, man, that was it.
I mean, I got told by several people I looked good in my outfit, so...
It looked good. Cool. It looked good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, how many numbers, though, huh?
No
plan.
No numbers.
None
no,
of
no
us
numbers.
Got any numbers.
I also, on the, like, snowball dance, where they, like, they have the party animals and then the wedding party, and then
oh,
they
yeah,
like,
yeah.
stop the music and you have to go get somebody, and then you bring them
the
back.
The whole table went out.
And, like, probably 50 to 60-year-old man, like, grabbed my hand, which was bizarre because I was drinking and he grabbed my drinking hand. So I'm glad it was the water cup and not the glass that they served
what?
The drinks in. And he said, come
throw-
on, gorgeous. And I said, okay. I just wanted to dance, so it was fine.
I came back from a bathroom break, and everyone was on the dance floor. I was like, I'm not being left behind.
Yeah, I was going to grab her next.
You know what's great?
I was sitting there by myself because everybody else went pee.
I was a party animal because we played that game, and I got on the floor and they said the directions. I said, "Oh, cool, I can do that." And then the creep came up to me. We won't say names, but I'll just call him that. The creep came up to me. He's like, and he like got close to my ear, and I said, "Oh God, I'm about to get touched from behind in a few seconds." And he said, "I'm feeling like a party animal too," and I said, "Yeah, I'm out."
Good thing
if you're not the party animal, you can't go out there.
So
people
we started
need to follow the rules at
we
weddings.
Started dancing, and then as soon as they said go grab somebody, I grabbed myself in the bathroom and peed. So
I saw you like
I just
here,
left.
And I was like, why
yeah,
did you come
just,
and get me?
I went out there and I saw some people and I said nope. Who grabbed you?
Nobody. I took myself out.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
she went to
lady.
Go get a drink. I was still drinking my two ciders.
Who grabbed
at
you?
The table. She went to the bathroom,
I
so I was
we
sitting
all
there
just
alone.
Dipped on that
No, because whenever I went out there, then there was no one at our table, so she came out with her drink in hand, and I was like, ooh, that's bold, that's a glass cup. And then she came out because
oh,
she came
right.
back from the bathroom.
I went
yeah. I was like, I ain't gotta go grab anybody, we're good.
Yeah,
and then I saw a girl arguing with her boyfriend about, like, no, you have to go, like, I'm tagged, like, you're it, you have to come. So I walked over there and I said, hey, I'm grabbing you too, so like you have to go. Those are the rules. Don't blame me. Just write Ronnie and Taryn a letter in a couple weeks when they get back.
Yeah.
Was it the light blue girl? Light
no,
blue
no, 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 no.
That one.
Was it the two couple in the far back mm-hmm. that looked like they were both 18?
What?
That were just like looked like they were in an argument the whole wedding.
No,
oh,
it
okay.
was it
the
wasn't the long haired guy.
No, no, that's my boy Ashton. He's good.
Yeah,
guy.
We liked him.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
chill.
We were both...
It was like a short haired dude with glasses.
Ah. Sounds
his
like a
girlfriend
loser.
Was wearing like a navy dress.
Oh, okay.
Were they like right by us by the end?
Like, I love that
yeah.
We're guessing these. Hey, were they, you know, this whole time?
It's like, oh, it's like our offensive version of Guess Who.
Yeah. Yo, did she have the peg leg and the jacked up fingers? Oh, yeah, I know her. That's her. Yeah. But they also had disposable cameras there, and I finished out like 50 cameras, dude.
More like just two.
No, I kept grabbing the cameras off the table.
Jams.
I finished off four cameras.
Oh my gosh, you're a fiend, bro.
Oh, yeah. We have to finish off another one.
Oh, here we go.
We only have a few left.
Podcast moment. Do you hear that?
Throw it over here. We're taking photos
yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah.
disposal camera.
If you didn't click, you know just. What's up.
Wow,
yeah.
We really did it, you guys.
We really did it. Witness.
Three more left.
Three more. Save those for tomorrow. Oh, wait, what? Oh.
Now, you know, like, whenever people just have photos of, like, objects, it looks like the photos in the crime scene that we're watching.
Yeah.
Like, oh, take a picture of the table. That's where the blood was on the stains, and then that's where the head hit the corner. today we've just been watching a lot of Investigation Discovery.
A couple of us took naps because we're smart.
Yeah. Especially Investigation Discovery, man. Such interesting.
That is one channel that I would pay for a whole cable service for.
Yeah.
You just get the bundle for Disney Plus, where you get like Hulu, Disney Plus, and Discovery or Plus, and then you just watch Investigation Discovery. So that's a plug. Sponsor me, Disney Plus, Hulu Plus.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah, your neck did pop, dude. I hope that got picked up. They'd be like, the murder.
Just don't talk to that.
So
whole
that's
breath
the picture
of
they were taking.
We don't know.
I'm supposed to ask the question. So.
She's dead.
Yeah, that's what we're. That's
this
what
is
we're,
how the podcast ends. She died.
And this is the end of season 2, part 2. Thank you for joining us.
It was beautiful.
Just kidding. Stick around.
We're still here.
Yeah. You want to start this thing?
Sure, why not?
We're 10 minutes in. The shit banter is happening.
The shit banter.
We drank a lot these past 2 days.
It's true.
All right, ladies and gents that have ears to listen. All
right, let's go. Oh,
okay.
This is another round table.
Give it to me.
So, first question.
What
song do you think is required to be played at a wedding reception?
What song?
What song do I think is required?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in general. Any line dance.
Basically, like, if they don't play it at the wedding reception, the couple's not married. Y'all already know my thoughts on this. What is your song of choice?
What was this again?
The Electric Slide. If it doesn't get played at the reception, they're not actually married.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ronnie and Taryn, but we gotta have a redo.
Last night, was this morning? What was it? It was last night when we went down to get the McDonald's. You said, "Man, it's really sad they're not married officially." And I was like,
"Started so much tea."
Yeah, and I said, "What? Did they not like go to the courthouse or something? Like get the papers?" And she said, "Oh no, they just didn't play the Electric Slide at the reception." I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" I was like, "Who the fuck?"
I did that to so many people at the wedding.
Yeah,
because they were like, "Oh, like I hope they play this song," and I was like, "Yeah, I mean, it's kind of dicey right now whether they're technically married or not." And they're like, "Wait, what?" And I was like, "Yeah, if they don't play the Electric Slide, they're technically not married in the state of Missouri." And they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, maybe it's just my state of mind, but same thing. Still, we'll they're both miserable.
So what do you think? You guys have a song or anything?
I like any of the line dance songs. So they did the cha-cha slide.
Yeah, that one's
that's
hot.
Classic.
But they didn't do the Cupid shuffle.
No Cupid shuffle?
There was no love. Where was the Cupid shuffle?
It was just like
I felt like that was or the chicken stable. Dance, like you know, like you throw out that
the hokey
dance,
pokey
for like the little kids in the audience. Yeah.
There were no children. Did y'all notice
not
that?
Did
they like specify no children on the
Ronnie
like,
Taryn? If you're listening to this, hit me up. Let me know. Was there like a no kid rule at your wedding? Because I'm kind of interested.
Did you do this?
Or do you only have college age friends?
Holy crap, man!
There were no children.
I'm just thinking about. Like, I'm trying to think about if there was one child.
No,
a lot of couples.
Oh my
lot
gosh, we didn't go to the ceremony. Was there a flower girl? Was there a ring there?
We'll never know.
What?
We'll see the pictures in a couple months on Facebook.
Maybe,
I'll keep you posted.
For me, it's Whitney Houston. Is it Whitney
I
Houston?
I want to dance with somebody.
I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, We'll Always Love You?
I'm like, you know, that's Whitney. Like the slow dance song that they grab each other and like whisper cute things.
Good harmonies.
You know? And everybody just looks and they're like, damn, they're going to make it. But no, I didn't have that moment, so I don't know.
Oh, man, what song is needed to play? I think the Here Comes the Bride song needs to happen.
What?
That's at the ceremony.
Yeah.
We didn't go to that, so they might have played
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, that they definitely played
it,
you know.
That's
like,
that's not what else? You know, I kind of like any song like that's like 1950 or older would be cool.
Classic.
Like
Finish the Camera.
Like Etta James is At Last, you know?
We have one left.
Yeah, that song. That's a good song.
Common
yes, the more solid harmonizing. You're killing it again. Yeah, so that song sounds good.
Great.
I would go with that, man. Something classy, you know? Maybe some Frankie Blue Eyes.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
one of those classics would have been nice.
Yeah.
Oh, they did play Elvis.
Yeah,
they did. That was whenever they said it was Ladies' Choice.
I didn't like that.
Ladies' Choice, and I stood alone, and I was like, bitches. Okay.
Yeah, but we said you're gonna stay that way.
We didn't want to hurt your game. You showed up with three ladies. We didn't want to hurt your game anymore than we already
had. Oh, that bartender, though, huh? Never
mind. Bartenders were so nice.
So they were so nice.
They made me the whole package.
The hell's that?
They gave me packaging tape to put around.
Oh, okay.
That's not going to make any sense to anyone. I think it's funny.
You could explain it.
If you're friends with me on Snapchat, you know.
So none of you know. what happened?
I know. Yeah. I'll listen to it. I know.
It is a mystery to keep them coming back.
Yeah. Oh, good call.
Maybe I'll explain it on a later episode.
Maybe.
Good call. What you feel about this next question?
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking down. I thought I plugged it into the wrong thing. So we've just been talking to nothing for like 20 minutes. No, but we...
All right. Yes, we're getting a real question here, right, folks.
Yeah. All right. I like that we... Last time we did this...
And then, no, it says she bit off his fingers.
Oh. We're watching those murder mysteries right now.
Yeah, last time we did this, the TV was muted and I was watching basketball, and now the TV's muted and we're watching. Because we're in the hotel. Shout out to the Pear Tree Inn.
The next question.
Yes.
Would it be more frightening to discover that humans are the most advanced species in the universe, or that we are far from being the most advanced species in the universe?
Would it be more disappointing?
Would it be more frightening?
Frightening.
If we, like, were the smartest, or if we definitely were not the smartest?
Definitely if we were. Like, I lose all hope for the future if this is how it's going.
Yeah.
And there's no brighter future out there.
Agreed. I second that for sure.
I just wanted to see how everybody's self-esteem was.
Because we're dumb.
We're all trash.
Like, it would give me hope that, like, if an alien race came here and said, like, oh, we're going to conquer you, that somebody could come along eventually... Yeah. In our race and advance themselves enough to be like, we can get smarter. But if it was us and then we went somewhere and then the creatures were like, and we're like,
Why did you boil in the microwave? You're so dumb.
Boil in the microwave? Yeah. The fact that people get drunk and then do dumb shit and we're the most advanced, that we're fucked.
What's worse is when they're not drunk and they still
agree.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Can't blame it on the alcohol there. You're just dumb.
If an alien out there is listening to this, come save us.
Help.
Come, just in general.
With a three instead of an E. Help.
Yeah. Right. We nailed that one. That was a good one, dude.
It was a good one. I thought so. Next question.
We really pulled this together in that 4 minutes.
I know. What is the best path to find the truth? Science, math, art, philosophy, or something else? My answer is alcohol.
I was like, I feel like something else.
Actually, my answer is science because I'm a firm believer in science, but second to that is alcohol.
Depending on what... any truth?
Any truth in general.
Because, like, you know whenever you get someone drunk enough and they just get loose lips and they be sinking chips? That's how you find the truth that way.
Yeah, so I was like, honestly, you gotta, like, liquor them up a little bit. Yeah. And, like, tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Or, there's no, like, direct route. Yeah. It's like, oh, math, science, blah, blah, blah. No, you just ask them, face to face.
Torture,
it's like every math equation has a certain system they have to go through to solve the answers. It depends what question you're looking for, science.
So what's the way to find the truth?
Truth about what?
It depends on the question.
I guess I could go with science, because science can make those truth serums that aren't real.
But science does not answer any questions of emotion and psychology. Like, they have
a rough estimate.
Have
you heard of the endocrine system?
Like, what about the chemicals in your brain?
There's no actual answer. Right. There's no answer. There's just speculations. And we think this does that to solve this. It's never 100% yes or no.
I like that religion wasn't an option in that question.
Yeah.
Right? Interesting.
They're like, yeah, religious. No.
Religion, not real.
No truth there.
Okay, nay, nay. Or are we still...
Oh,
yeah. That girl's laying down some...
I think you have a sparkle on your cheek.
That makes sense.
What? Oh, she licked it off. That was crazy.
Did you just...
Oh, my gosh. You guys, this is a visual.
What thing from childhood do you still enjoy to this day?
Hot dogs wrapped in crescent rolls.
Well, that was quick.
Yes.
Oh, like, right. you make it that way?
Yeah.
Like, you make it, or is it just pre-made?
No, we make it.
You make it.
Yeah.
You bake it?
Oh, you ever do the crescent roll pizzas, though? Like, where you just put the shit inside of it and you roll it?
No.
I haven't done that.
That's good, though.
It is good. Not
also,
either.
Chips and dip. It's like a pizza. Anytime I have chips and dip, I, like, flashback to after the pool. I would sit inside, just eat chips and dip while watching
solid.
Disney movies.
Like, oh, French onion? Yeah.
French onion.
French onion dip.
Is there any other types?
You're gonna buy
like queso, I guess. I don't know.
Ew.
I didn't discover that.
As a child? No. Never.
This is my question. My answer to everything. Can't relate. No.
You never had a childhood? Oh, have, wow, dude.
You don't have something from your childhood
that you still enjoy?
Still enjoy
Oh, no. Like, oh, you just meant like you can't relate to chips.
It's very different. It's very different. Yeah, no. It's more like guac. How about like carne asada? Very thin sliced meat on the grill. Okay. Slash caramelized onions.
Oh, those thin slices of steak, though, are so good.
See, that's something you still enjoy from your childhood. Yeah, you had an answer.
Is there something you enjoyed from your childhood,
that's
though?
That's me. That was my childhood. What the hell are you talking
about? No, I'm just saying, like, she said she really...
oh, okay,
like,
how about this?
Something
okay.
you like to this day.
Spending 8 hours at the pool and maybe getting, like, ice cream or a hot dog. Mm. Boom. Mm.
8 hours at the pool for me? No. Those were horrors.
Turning into charcoal. That was me.
Gosh.
That was
I was a big I mean, you know, if you know me, you don't, but if you do, I always enjoyed dancing as a child, and it got just better as I grew older.
It's true, we have video of it.
Yep, we've got video evidence.
Yeah. I thought you meant when I was like, a child. I was like, where the hell did you get childhood video?
I called your mother.
We used to just see, they got video.
Yeah, we called Mary Alice, and we said, hey, you got any home videos?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, she has like hundreds of them, but
Mary Alice, if like, you we used hear to this, do, let's be besties.
We used to do like variety shows as kids. Send us not variety shows, but we would just like dance for our parents and like sometimes sing.
Mary Alice, if you hear this, let's be besties.
Yeah. And then they would lie and be like, you guys are actually pretty good. Like, I don't think I'm that bad as an adult, but my sister told me I'm Midwest good, which means, like, if I left this area, I wouldn't be good elsewhere. So I'm like, I trust that.
I can relate, though. My sister and I, like, my parents used to sit outside by the chimenea, which was really boring.
We both looked at each other? The hell's a chimenea?
Who did she just become in 5 seconds?
It's like an outdoor fireplace.
Is that the actual name?
That's the name of it.
It's an outdoor chimney.
I thought she was, like, chimenea. Turned into a Mexican.
Yeah, she's speaking Spanish. Like, we didn't know that.
Like, not in my language.
She's like, that must be like the old Spanish, bro.
That's just what Andrew was speaking earlier.
Yeah. This me. The chimenea? You guys would go out there and do what?
But my sister and I get so bored, so then we pretend to be like an old couple. And we're just like, crotchety old people to each other. Like, putting on little shows for my parents.
Oh, okay. Like, okay. I was like, how does that relate to me?
Okay. I was like, just putting on shows for them.
Yeah, putting on shows.
And then my parents were like, you can go outside. You won't. We're like, okay, bye.
How far was this chimenea from your home?
It's right outside. It's outside our patio.
Or is it like, can you like cook in it? It's like a brick oven?
I mean,
it's like one of those that looks like a little ball.
It yeah,
like
it looks like a little ball, and then it has like a little flue.
I was thinking of a like one of those brick ovens you put pizza in outside.
Google knows what I'm talking
about. No. It's just, it almost looks like a little bulb. Upside down bulb.
Oh, now all of a sudden you know what a chimenea is, bro.
Well, she explained it, and I was listening, so I know.
And I was listening. It fades.
Listen, homie.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they're
called. Not ceramic, dude. That fucking thing's made of brick. Rocks.
Can't be ceramic.
Don't
laugh, ceramic.
Ceramic is like...
All right, man, next question.
I'm just going to let y'all keep going.
We're going hard.
All right.
Wait, what'd you enjoy from your childhood, man?
Yeah.
Did you say
yours just go straight for me. What'd you like from your childhood, fool?
I don't like to answer my own questions. I just like to learn about my friends.
Do you have water?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, God, thank you.
Yeah. You
want to pass it over here after you pour yourself some out?
Michaela really like. Oh, I know something you like from your childhood that you still like as an adult. Being difficult, you know?
My attitude. I was just telling someone today, I was like, you know what? I got bullied in school, but my mom, I knew. I was like, you know what? I think I can handle it. But if I can't, my mom's going to handle it. And not only did she, like, she stand up for me, but she taught me how to stand up for myself, and that really came back to bite her in the ass. So
my sister tried. She said, if anyone gets on your nerves, sit on them. Guess what? I'm bigger than her now.
Sit on the face.
Okay, so next question?
Yes.
Sit on face sitting.
What are you doing? You're missing your mouth.
Dude, you could just pour it into a cup.
Baby, that's something I didn't enjoy as a kid, drinking...
Waterfalls?
Yeah.
Dang. All right, next question. What do you secretly hoard?
Secretly hoard?
Hoard. H-O-A-R-D.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know what
like,
it is.
Like, not on purpose?
Like, keep a bunch of.
Like, purpose?
That people don't know about. It can be purposefully or unpurposefully, I guess.
What do I secretly hoard? Holy shit.
I don't think I do. I think I just wait till I run out of it.
Because not that I do it on purpose, but I have, I kid you not, at least 50 shoe boxes. And Stitch Fix boxes.
I did not know that about you.
You just have a spare room that's just like...
I have a spare bedroom closet that you can't walk in now.
Oh my gosh.
That's There's amazing. A lot of boxes because I'm like, oh, I'll use them for Christmas. No way in existence I'm not going to use all these boxes. But I still don't get rid of them.
I think I know something. It's not on
purpose. What do you know?
It might be... Well, it's something I might secretly hoard, but I don't. It's not really a terrible thing. It's like yours. It's not harmful. But like,
that's fine. It's just something that like I wouldn't expect you to have a bunch of.
Oh, you might expect me to have a bunch of this in my house. Never mind.
Marvel paraphernalia?
No, it's just paper. Because I always think about drawing, but I never do. So I just steal a bunch of paper, and I just never do anything with it.
Paper.
Yeah.
There's no shirt drawings or anything.
Just blank paper.
It's just blank.
Yeah.
Oh, not used.
No, because I never drew on it. I want to, but I just never do, so there's just stacks of paper in my room.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For me, it's like school notes. Like, yeah, notes you don't need that those. I didn't like. No, I'll never use them. Like,
it was her science from, you know.
Yeah.
Her eighth grade science.
Yeah. Actually, yes.
My notes were the Gettysburg Address from fourth grade. That's probably a really weird time to learn the Gettysburg Address. Never mind.
Fourth grade?
Yeah, that's a pretty... So, notes, boxes, any type.
Paper.
A box.
Like, okay. So, we started doing Stitch Fix.
Yeah, we're all doing
Stitch Fix. So
hashtag ad.
Yeah. So, I get a Stitch Fix box every month, and I still have them.
What do you wear anything?
You need to get rid of them.
Did you wear anything this week from Stitch Fix?
What?
Did you wear anything this week from Stitch Fix?
No.
Oh, man, Michaela has a cool jacket.
I have so much cool stuff from Stitch Fix. I'm obsessed.
They're cool, man. I thought about it, but they said, put your card information in now. And I said, no, I'm good.
They were like $150 for a box. And I was like, man, that's good. Thank you. I can dress myself. / not really, but we'll try.
I like that you lean in, dude.
Because I'm like, hello, can you hear me?
There you go. What the hell? Okay.
Next question.
What is your opinion on cell phones? Oh. I think they're dumb, and I hate how dependent I am on them. But I still use it every day. Thanks, Apple. I'm an addict.
You and anyone?
I see the necessity of them. It's an easy way to keep in touch with friends.
If people would stop committing crimes, we wouldn't need them.
What?
I said if people would stop committing crimes, we wouldn't need them.
How would we know when, like, we're gonna hang out? Because we just text each other randomly and be like, hey, you wanna hang out today?
We could talk to each other while we're together and be like, hey,
landlines, meet each other next week. Is what place. I'm talking about. Like, I don't have a landline in my car if I'm getting, bugged.
But you go home.
Wait, man, right? Why would it stop? Why would it reduce the number of crimes?
No, I'm saying if people would stop committing crimes, we wouldn't need them so much. I wouldn't need to feel so connected to people. Because, like, if I don't send you a meme for 2 weeks, you're going to think something's wrong.
Man,
we
really forget what it was like before 2007, huh, man? I wasn't talking to fucking nobody for days.
I'm talking about now. Like, if I don't send you a meme for 2 weeks, y'all gonna think something's wrong. I'm gonna try it out 1 week.
You're probably just depressed. I don't know.
I've never felt so seen.
I was like, you're just sleeping during the day watching Scooby-Doo, man. I don't know what you're doing.
Hey, you leave my coping mechanism alone.
Man, cell phones, I was telling somebody recently, I think I stopped sleeping well at night right around 11th grade, which is when I first got my first iPhone.
Yes.
And I kept looking at it all night, so like that's probably like, because people say when you look at that light, it makes you stay awake too long. Yeah,
you have like 30 minutes of shutdown time before you
So like, I feel like cell phones, in that case, have ruined my ability to sleep. According to this, you know, 7 hours possibly a day, you know what I get on Sunday when it wraps up and says... This is how much it's at. And like, it kills my soul when it said, you're up about 27%. I'm like, what the fuck? What did I do this week? I'm up 27%, bro. And it's like, you're down 4%. I said, yes. I'm proud of myself for doing something I could have easily just not done by not looking down. I have a laptop. I'm like watching YouTube on my phone. I'm like, what the hell, dude? I could just easily turn the other way.
It's hard. It's hard to control yourself from like using it.
Yeah.
Especially because you get one app, then the other, and then you're distracted with all of them. And it's like you have to talk to three different people, slash know what's going on every time. Slash, I mean, like, you get bored, so why not just get on there? It's, like, really easy to distract yourself, but it's super hard to focus on things in real life when you need to do it.
It reduced our attention span, you know?
We could get it back.
We could if we just got away from it, but if you're still near it all the time, then you're going to go back to it. Grab it every second. But you, sorry?
I was like, but when I'm bored at work, like, what am I supposed to do? Just whip out a book? Like, I'm not going to, like, whip out a book for, like, a minute in between.
That's what they used to do.
I was like, 19, 90, whatever.
But I get so involved where I'm like, I'm not quitting until I finish this chapter.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we're addicted to them. I mean, weren't they addicted to books before? Now we're addicted to our phones.
That's always something.
I mean, we're still reading stuff, personalities.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're messed up, man. Screw humans. I hope we're not the most advanced race.
God, I hope not. That'd be a disappointment.
Ma'am?
Next question?
Yeah, why not?
If you could change the length of each day to make it perfect for you, how many hours would it be?
Oh.
I'd say none. If we don't get anything done within the 24 hours that we have, we'll never have enough. It's never going to be enough. We want more and more and more. We're addicted to more time. We don't have it. Anyways.
Time is a construct.
Time is a social construct. It does not exist unless we make it exist.
Yeah.
This year could still suck because we're in 2020 still.
They say I got a doctor's appointment at 2:00. I got to be at 2:00.
We just decided that, like, you know what? Now it's 2021. Like, as a group, we collectively decide that it could still be 2020, and that could still be why things suck.
It doesn't even have to be a year. It could just be a life.
I forget what year it is, to be honest. I'm like, I don't even pay attention to the year. Just like, what day is it? What do I have to do? That's it.
What was the original question anyway? Oh, because you have how many hours you get out to a day?
Yeah. How many hours, like, if you could change the length of each day to make it perfect for you, how many hours would it be? So, like, more, less, 16, 28?
I say it depends on the day. Like, sometimes when I work, like, the 11-hour shifts, I wish there were more hours in the day so I could either do something or sleep more. But then, like, on weekends when I have nothing planned, I just feel like a bum.
Mm-hmm. I would go with 28, because naturally my body, if I sleep, my body wants to stay up for about 14 hours.
So then
I
have,
I would say.
Okay. Because
then I could sleep for 8 hours, and then when I wake up, I could do shit with that other...
14?
14 plus 8, and then whatever's left over.
Oh, I thought you meant like half of 20.
No, because when I stay up naturally, I want to stay up for like 14... Like, 12 hours, like, I feel like I should be tired after 12, because that's half the day. But I'm not. I stay for, like, two extra hours, and I'm, like, still fully awake. I'm like, I'm not going to sleep at all. This is a mistake. And then I want to, like, work out in the morning, but, like, I only have, like, an hour before work. And I'm like, I don't want to do that within that time period. It's terrible.
That's true.
Yeah. But you think that if we had more, we would just, do the same lazy shit.
Yeah.
And just adjust it.
I'd be
up for about 16 hours. I'm like, what just happened? Why am I so...
Why am I so late?
Yeah.
We might even feel more tired if we had more hours in the days.
That's true.
Longer days? Would you really want to work more? They'd make us work more if we had more hours in the day.
They can't control me. I control them.
I think that work days should be shorter, but I like the actual length of regular days.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
You said alright, I said okay, man. What the fuck?
Alright, okay.
Where was your best hiding place for, like, hide and seek as a child?
Oh, I was just talking about this earlier. Did you hear me ask you this question?
Me?
Yeah.
Was I there?
Because we were watching this, and then they said something about kids hiding.
So I love that it came back
up. Go ahead, tell us.
I asked, I was like, when you hid as a kid, did you... Oh, because we were in IKEA. We went to IKEA today, you guys. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, we love IKEA.
Hashtag IKEA. Sponsor us, IKEA.
Hashtag...
We're going to use your IKEA photo as the album the cover of the podcast today.
Hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad. Okay. Well, should I go first? You guys want to try? What do you do?
We were just in the middle of the story.
Yeah, go.
So I was asking you. Clearly you ignored me. Thank you so much.
No.
Never coming to a wedding with me again, you jerk.
Thank you so much for your participation today, Ellie.
You're lucky. I had no other plans.
She's like, I just didn't want to stay home.
No, I said for a plus one.
You were my plans. That's so cute.
I planned for you guys.
She said, "Ah, shit." I mean, you guys. You as the understood you. Everyone
I mean,
in the room.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all.
All right. So, I was talking to you. You didn't hear me, but In my trailer, my parents' trailer when we were little, there were some cabinets above the refrigerator. And when we were small enough, my older brother, his name's Angelo, he's 10 years older than me, would pick us up and put us in the cabinet above the fridge. So, like, who could, like, the people we're playing with aren't that tall. So we would automatically win, because who the fuck's going to find you up there? No one. So me and Dre were just up in this dark space, feet to, I guess, we had to sit, like, opposite of each other. So, like, my feet are touching the wall behind her, and no one found us. And that was the best spot I've ever hidden. Anyone else?
It depends on where.
Like, oh, you don't just... No, what's the overall, like, best spot, man? You think it depends... Like, every spot was equally great, depending on where you were?
Depending on where it was. Like, in my house, I had a different spot. When I went to my aunt's house in Louisiana, I had a different spot. The best one was in Louisiana. It was too obvious, so people didn't find me.
Classic.
I hid under the... I didn't even hide. I was in plain sight. Under the...
Hiding in plain sight.
The computer desk. and so, like... So, you know, like, the computer desk, like, where the chair goes, there's that little opening.
Yeah, classic spot whenever a killer's looking for a person in a movie. Like, they just go under the desk.
So, that's where I went, and the chair was, like, right there, and I stayed there. And nobody found me. He walked by me, like, three times, and I was just like...
It's the obvious spot.
I was like, he's not even looking. Like, he's looking in these cabinets over here if he would just turn. No, I was the last person to find them. Like, Allie, where are you? I was like, I'm right here, like, you guys just
didn't see. How can you not see me?
Yeah, I was like, you guys are dumb.
It'd be worse if, like, they thought they were done, and then she was like, why did you guys never try to look for me? Like, oh, we forgot you were playing. You know? It'd be worse if that's how it went.
I was so good. Yeah. I was so good at hide and seek. My mom was just like, still tells this story. My dad used to play slow pitch softball.
Yeah, he did.
Like, so, you know, drunk bunch of middle-aged men taking it way too seriously. So me and my sister would play hide and seek. And then one time we were playing hide and seek, and then my sister went back to my parents, and my mom was like, Taylor, where's Allie? She's like, I don't know, I couldn't find her. And my mom was like, I freaked out. She's like, everyone stopped their games because, like, there were several fields, and they all went out to look for me.
Yeah.
I was like hiding behind a tree.
Casual.
And they're like, where are you? And I was just like, you said not to come out till I was found. Like, I was just following the rules.
And your sister's like, I don't care anymore, man. Yeah, I don't know, Mom.
She was like, I don't know. I got tired of
looking. Typical older siblings. That's what I gotta say.
That's fact. They're just like, yeah, I'm bored now.
Factor.
If you think the game's still happening, you're like, yeah, they haven't found me yet. It's been 3 hours.
For me, it was under the bed, surprisingly. Like,
there also another place where somebody hides whenever a killer's coming for them.
Yeah. But, like, I remember there was one time we were playing hide and seek, and I hid under the bed. Didn't move. My sister literally looked right at me, didn't see me, and then kept on looking. And they kind of panicked there for a bit.
How old were you?
Like, 7. I was
they
small.
Saw them, they just didn't want
to. No, I was small.
They were,
they were, like, outside. They looked, and they went outside. They were like, Eddie! And I was like, took a nap and then woke up a little bit later and then, okay, I'm here. Oh my gosh.
I think I could ever fit under the bed. Like, I remember playing hide and seek once and my sister was like shoving me under there, but like I wouldn't fit, so like, just got stuck like halfway.
There was a time whenever I would just keep growing and the bed would just stay the same. It's like I would have to like really scrunch. My chest fat's in the way.
Your chest.
My titties, you know. I'm trying to crawl through. My stomach's like a mound, so I'm like, yeah, I'm just bumping the bed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, continue.
Come on, next question.
Oh, no. Man, why don't you just stay?
Sorry. Mic drop. Sorry. Mic drop.
She knocked my mic over.
Sorry, dog.
I'll just hold it. What's the next one, bud? What's the next one, Doug?
Did you say dog or what's Doug? Because my name is definitely not Doug.
Who are you texting to?
I'm not looking at memes.
You're looking at memes while we're doing
You know how I be, okay?
Yeah, we can end it soon, man. Just give me two more.
OCD.
No, we need several more, because I have a lot.
Well, this thing cuts off in an hour, so you got like 20 minutes.
Oh, we got this.
Yeah.
What's something in your fridge right now that should probably be thrown out?
I know. I know, because I love going out of my room to eat, I don't go in my refrigerator often, and there is a Tupperware of rice that's like been in there for a month and a half, and it's definitely disgusting as shit. So.
Yeah, you should probably get rid of that.
Me, I really want to throw everything away.
Oh, you live with your parents. So
yeah, I live with my living with my parents. My mom wants to cook something new every day, and I don't know how she does it. And I'm like, Mom, let's just like try to finish everything we have in the fridge, or I'm gonna throw it away because you don't want to eat it. And I just like it kind of gives me a little bit of anxiety having too many things in the fridge because I'm like, no, we have to have a clean, nice fridge, and I just want to have that house. It's just like super organized and beautiful. Anyways, next.
Okay, so you know how like people are sometimes closet slobs?
Yeah.
Ew.
I am a fridge slob.
Oh. Okay.
Like, it's bad. I have a lot of things in there that should be thrown away. Like,
Can you name one?
I have...
For the people!
I have about 4 things of open chicken stock in my fridge.
Okay, that's easy because you're like, oh my gosh, do I have chicken stock? I mean, you buy more and then you open it again.
Yes. 100% that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one time I needed sour cream for a recipe, I still have that sour cream in my fridge because I got a new one because I forgot it was back there.
It's just I'm guilty of doing that too.
It's just like I saw it the other day pushed in the back of my fridge and I was like, oh shoot, that's probably not good anymore.
I get it.
I like it. I'm probably sure I have milk in there, too, that I should throw away.
I have a lot of
drinks.
That
was going to be mine, was milk.
Yeah.
It needs to go.
Alcoholic drinks in my fridge that, like, I don't like, but they're still in my fridge. Because I'm like, well, maybe someday if somebody comes over and they want one.
I'll come over.
It's cool.
You've met me and Andrew, right?
Yeah. We have issues.
All right. Next question.
Yeah.
If you could play a prank on any historical figure, who would you pick and what prank would you do? I really like the shoe prank that Winston does, or that Nick does to Schmidt, where he, like, shaves off a little bit of his shoe.
To make him think
each time, to make him think that he's getting shorter, and I would want to do that to Abe Lincoln, because he was so tall.
Cool. I want to... I don't know, you guys have one? I'm thinking of...
I don't know pranks or presidents alone.
Okay.
Do
you can do. You don't have to do a president. You can just like, anyone in history.
Oh, yeah. Any historical
figure. Oh, you picked the president. Okay.
Yeah, I picked Abe Lincoln because he was supposed to be so tall, so I'd want to make him feel a little shorter than
he was. I would want to... Like, here's what I'm thinking. It's the first thing I thought of.
What will I pick?
But I kind of want to choose, like, a dictator because I know they'll kill me afterwards, so it makes the joke even a little more funny.
Hitler?
A little funnier. It's like, I kind of want to pants Napoleon. Oh, just because I'd have to get so fucking low because he was like 5'4". I'd have to go deep on it. And like, because he's not too tall, I would pants him, but my face would just be dead in his ass or something. You know what I mean? Or like, if I pants him, so I'm just like, oh. And then he'd be like, you know, just waving or
joke's
something.
Joke's really on you.
Yeah. I'd be like, Waterloo, bro. Okay, and then you know anything you would do with Frankie Paul, or I guess you'd do,
you
pantsing Napoleon song. Or like pantsing like a Korean dictator like Kim Jong-un or something, just going crazy, boy. Pantsing Hitler would be funny.
I feel like my pranks would be like Winston, would like...
Oh, be too dramatic?
It would be too far or not enough.
It's like to start with a ski or something like that.
That feather in the shoe, I'd be like, check your shoe.
Yeah. The last episode of New Girl where he's like, he pranked him, he's like, ha ha.
Yeah, guys thought you had to move, but you didn't.
Yeah. Like, what the
gotcha! Paints the whole back of the movie track.
Boom.
He spent a lot of money on
Who'd you say? Did you say it Pearson, or did you
No, she just said she would be like Winston, like, either overdo it or underdo it.
Okay.
And then I can't decide who.
Okay.
You should
this question, I have nothing in mind.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you'd like to forgo it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What terrible thought did you have?
I would like...
Enlighten us.
Like, bring the Underground...
Real.
Underground Railroad.
No.
But, like, it's just like we go into a tunnel, but there's no end to it. Just go down.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, just kidding. It stops here.
Thought you were safe. You weren't.
Choo choo.
We've got 2 more questions, including this one. Ready?
All right. Okay. Don't cancel me for that one, man. I'm sorry.
If you could have the attention of the world for 1 minute, what would you say?
Y'all suck. Bye.
Y'all suck. Bye.
Be better.
I'd just say a bunch of really cringy jokes. Like, really bad jokes. Not like inappropriate jokes.
Maybe prank
them
and be like, the end is near. hide yes, underground yes. in 5 seconds.
Okay, Brother Jed.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Classic Brother Jed. Brother Jed would be a fun prank to do. Like, he wakes up and outside
the any college window, in Springfield, like, you know fire. What we're talking about. If you're not, sorry.
You're like, there's a fire outside his window, and you're like, it is hell. We made it.
it's so warm.
Someone just comes naked and painted in red. I am the devil. Like, oh, God. That's
okay.
What was the question? Sorry.
Wait, if you had the attention of the whole world for 1 minute, what would you say?
I would say something vague enough to where, like, people would really think.
You'd promo your podcast?
Because even then, I'd still get less listeners. They'd be like, No, I would say something vague, like,
hey, you guys, we were so close.
And just done.
And then just be it. They're like, close on what? I'm like, yeah, we were close on a lot of things.
A lot of things.
We were just so close.
It's very, very wide.
Ending racism? Income equality. Everything that seems like things that are not close at all.
For those who cannot see this, I'm doing like the small the so close finger motion gesture, and then spreading my arms out really, really wide.
Women's
rights.
So close.
So close. It's like a YMCA over here, but so much worse.
Just all Y. Why? Turns into a U.
Turns into a Y.
You're a trident now, man. What the hell?
Do you have one?
I'd like kind of be vague, just like, you could have done better.
You could have done better.
You could have done better.
Women's rights. Could have done better.
So like the same thing as you, but much less inspirational.
Yeah.
Like, yours is like, we were so close.
Yeah, you're guilting them, but I'm like, hey, we almost made it. And Albie's like, you suck!
So maybe Andrew's first, Ellie's second, mine last. What'd you say?
I'll close it out with some jokes.
Hey, raise the morale again. All right,
are you ready for the last question?
This is it?
This is it.
All right, we made it long enough, I feel.
Are we sure that it didn't shut off?
No, that's good. It's still going. 46 minutes.
Oh,
that's
we
good.
Are burning through these last few. Dang.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a single word to describe this year so far, what would it be?
Is it have to be a word?
One word? Or one sentence?
Well, if you had to pick a single word... I'll allow sounds as long as, like, if you would spell it using one word.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like
it would be one word, but it's just not a word.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Per se. Yeah.
Like an onomatopoeia. I'll allow onomatopoeias.
You know that one?
You go first.
It's got to be one word, not a sentence. For the question generator that I found on Google.
Yeah, like, you have to do the hand, too, like... Like kind of, like your hands kind of like you know, like your like shoulders shrugged and your hands kind of like outward, so you're just like you know, like that's not great. Yeah, so you know what I mean, like any noise would be great. Someone's like, how do you describe you know,
you how would you describe this year?
God,
if you want to skip it or
this
not skip
year
it, just...
this year, yeah, Ellie, you go and then I'll come back.
She's gonna force you to do it.
Damn.
Damn, that's
damn.
Good.
Damn.
Damn.
And it could even be like, damn this year, or
yeah.
Damn this
inflection,
year.
Yeah, inflection matters.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
still the word. One word. That actually worked.
Was that your word?
Damn
it
works.
It is now.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah. she was drinking.
I know.
I'm always drinking.
Water.
Water. It's water. It's
yeah.
The smart
okay,
water.
Mine would be cringe.
Cringe? What? A lot's happened to you that's been cringy?
Yeah, it's cringy.
What a hell
it's
of
cringy.
A year then for you.
Yeah, it's a year. It's a year.
Cringe.
Well, you remember
damn,
the whole garage
damn.
Thing.
Garage, the roommate one, roommate two, garage.
Oh, I was not thinking about
parents.
Your garage. I'm like, what the hell happened in your garage, dude?
No job.
Nothing. I mean, my
a
hot
lot
water
things.
Heater leaked AF, but none of y'all were there for that.
Exhausting, too.
Oh.
Good words. I mean, not great words to describe.
They're all
kind of just like applicable words, but not
like
good as
in
applicable, not as in like. What a great
so
year.
This year deserves like that really vague speech. Could have been better.
Yeah.
Could've
also, could have been worse.
We're so close.
We're so close.
So close to ending this pandemic.
Ooh,
you'll
know
that word.
We were
so
close. To,
Missouri never was.
We were so close to giving people
hashtag get vexed.
The money that they could have, you know,
do better.
Lived a little bit
do
longer
better.
On. We're so
do
close
better.
To just. Well, our phrase is really perfect for this word.
Do you think we were actually close, or did we just think that in
our minds? I don't think we were actually close, because enough people did.
They said it would have been like 2 years, and then everybody just decided 1 year was enough.
Yeah, they were like,
they stopped after a year.
2022 would be a great time to start sending things back to normal, and they said...
They said, nah.
Hot girl summer.
Yeah, summer hit. And no back summer. Because
they said, like the thing last year, they said, this
hashtag get vaccinated.
We could not.
And people were like, I can't take a while.
We got to summer. They said, oh, year's good. Yeah.
We're like, oh, you want 2 years of commitment? No, 1 year's good.
Italy shut their shit down for like 6 months. No one left their homes and shit. And then America's like, we need essential
businesses. Oh, we tried. It's just not going to get any better.
Well, even the essential businesses, they were like Walmart, anything the 7-Eleven, slash local businesses, nah.
Like I was looking at the bank, and I'm like, I'm still seeing the same people I saw before anything was essential. So everyone's essential?
Pretty much.
Everyone's essential.
I was working in landscaping.
Yeah.
How was landscaping essential? Because people will stay inside all day and they're like, let's redo my backyard. That is not something we need to do. Bro. That is not essential.
I kind of get that, though, because they're like minimal interaction / they stay outside.
So what? What's that?
Oh, like, so we went house hopping. We hit like 5 or 6 a day.
Like, that would have to talk to the humans, though.
Yeah, like...
Huh? So they would still have to interact.
We had to interact with every homeowner we went.
I mean, to be honest, you could just be like, "I'm gonna go do your
fucking
yard."
And you know who cares about their yard?
I'm ready.
Old.
I'm gonna do your yard. What do you want?
You know who
talk to
was
me,
at
bitch.
Highest risk for COVID until people didn't get vaccinated?
Old people.
But now the younger population is just not getting vaccinated. So
you know what? I feel like the older generation, they get a lot of shit. But like, I talked to quite a few, and they were all kind of gung ho about it.
Right. That's why I said the younger
people.
Yeah, I'm talking to the right ones, I guess.
I would say, when I work at the bank, man, they come in, they see me with my mask on, they're like, oh, this is so dumb. This is so fucking dumb. I'm like, okay, guys. I was like, I kind of want to sneeze in your cheese, man. That's all I'm saying.
In your cheese?
Just fucking Gouda up.
When I answer the phone at work, they're like, can I come in? I'm vaccinated. I was like, well, I am one of the 2 people at my work who is, so, like, stay outside.
Yeah. Sit. Pop out there.
Yeah, be like,
all right, man, you solid?
I'm solid.
You guys solid? You want?
I'm mostly pudding, but okay.
Yeah, I'm solid.
That's a mood.
All right.
That was Ali Ashcraft on Life.
So per usual, if you guys would like to plug your social medias, I'll give you this chance right now. Would you like to go first?
You'll never know me. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Do you want to have anyone follow you on social medias?
I don't have.
Okay, cool, man. This is really found some likable characters that are relatable in so many ways. You, Kayla, you want to do your...
You can find me on the Instagram, on the Facebook, on the Snapchat, on the Tindy, on the Hingy. You can find me just about anywhere. You can also find me on my email. Send me your podcast ideas because Andrew won't take them.
What?
Have a good night.
I guess if you're listening to this in the day, have a good day. Yeah. I don't know what y'all doing.
Yeah, me per usual, Andrew, I, Edward, Facebook. There's a Facebook page for this podcast, sort of, because it was based on the YouTube. You always hear me say that. Instagram, Edward, A-Y-Y, you know? Snapchat, man, that's Andrew _ I-E, so if you want to send me some dirty stuff, don't. Because I've had some people add me and then they sent me some weird shit, so I didn't know if it was actually going to work. But that's cool. Maybe they just found me based on the number like we talked about yesterday. But yeah, you know, I'm as usual, man, you can find me on the dating sites as well, but you probably already swiped left. All right. For Life of a Loser presents, my name is Andrew Edward with my guests, Allie and LV, and co-host Michaela. Always reminding you that, hey, maybe it's not that bad being a loser. Sorry, I had to prolong it so I could turn on the phone and close it off. Bye.